USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The hunt is on for the gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire from an individual.
School Police Chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into lockdown. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. The UN currently estimates that approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville releasing his hold on certain military promotions despite the Pentagon's abortion policy remaining unchanged.
They didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, and you know, it's just when you change the rules, it's hard to win.
The Republican senator stated that he will only obstruct promotions for four-star generals and officers. The holds were a form of protest against the Pentagon's policy of reimbursing service members for out-of-state travel to obtain abortion. A shark attack has claimed the life of an American woman in the Bahamas. Officials there say the woman from Boston was paddleboarding with a relative near the Sandals Resort Monday when the attack took place. On Saturday, a woman died after an apparent shark attack at a beach resort in Mexico. President Biden expressed uncertainty about running for re-election, stating he might not have entered the race if Trump weren't a contender. During a campaign reception on Tuesday, Biden emphasized the importance of preventing Trump from winning. Making multiple campaign stops in the Boston area, he referred to Trump as the election denier-in-chief. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Senate Republicans are staunchly opposed to President Biden's request for aid to Ukraine and Israel unless it is accompanied by big changes in border policy, according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. While expressing support for Ukraine and Israel, McConnell emphasizes that national security begins at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republicans are advocating for stricter controls on asylum and other immigration programs. A house explosion in Arlington, Virginia last night.
A standoff with police led to that explosion in Arlington, Virginia, after the barricaded suspect fired a flare gun dozens of times and a firearm inside the residence. Police were attempting to execute a search warrant for the suspect's home at about 8:25 p.m. when that suspect discharged several rounds from what police believe was a firearm inside the home, causing the residence to explode. That explosion under investigation. I'm Corey Myers.
Denny Lane, a co-founder of the rock bands The Moody Blues and Wings, has died at 79. His wife announced on social media that he passed away after battling lung disease. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow after there was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. That means tomorrow's drawing will be worth at least $435 million. If anyone wins tonight's Mega Millions drawing, they could take home $377 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.